I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, Muslim ladies. This is your program and welcome to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Well, in here I have Sister Zainab. Welcome, Sister.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure to have you in here.
Same here.
And, well, as always, we're talking about things that are the concern of women. As we were talking about social relationship of women and their duty and role in society, we come to the point that what kind of ethics we have to practice in society? I mean, what kind of behaviors we must have? Actually, you know what? As a woman who works outside the home, you must have a special sort of relationship with your coworkers, which are not all women. Sometimes you have to cooperate with men as well. And also,
Asma, what I have been actually talking about in the previous episode, and I made a huge comparison of different societies, which I felt like was necessary, because when you are going out in public relations, when are you going out and in the society and you're developing, collaborating with others, you're working with others, there are some of the misunderstandings that develop. There are some of the misunderstandings if you don't behave in a normal way.
Exactly,
if you don't believe
yeah,
in a way that's taught to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some of the misunderstandings that are already existed in your mind as prejudice. And because that's already fed to you through mm-hmm. media. For example, unfortunately, most of the women I meet around, or like, they would be very fine, they would be very nice in ethics, okay? They would be, because we said in the, what we said, the first thing that she would take care of in the public relations was she had a cheerful face.
Mm-hmm.
These women have a very, very cheerful face, but at the same time, they have made cartoon out of themselves to work at a place, particular place. And having that good akhlaq, having that good moral, good ethic, having that cheerful face is very important. But at the same time, that does not mean you got to be making yourself some sculpture of beauty, as we put it in the previous session.
Because, you know, something is pretty much obvious. We said that women are the manifestation of love. So add to this manifestation of love a little bit of cheeriness and a little bit of sociability and then too much of vivacity. And then what happens is that everybody is going to be attracted to her.
Exactly. See, modesty, vivacity, as you put it all, but not...
Not in an excessive way. Everything goes with balance. That's the key point. Yeah, add to it too much of sociability, too much of geniality, and whatever of these kind of things that would attract every single person
only
to you.
Only along with modesty.
Yeah.
Because if all these things exist with immodesty, then the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been seeing many women working who would make, I was saying, they are cheerful, but at the same time, they come in immodest clothes.
Yeah.
Now, heck, how can you maintain a healthy relationship when you're out in the society?
I would say that as women, we know there are some certain codes that we get from people around us that shows to us that we are behaving in a true way or in a wrong way, and we have to rewatch it. You know what I mean? I mean that we're pretty much sensitive about what we get from society.
Islam teaches you that. There's so many guidances.
So I know that
if tell you that when you sleep, before sleeping, do a musahiba.
Mm-hmm.
Do an analysis of what I did throughout the day, and then do a musahiba and calculate it. And also, you yourself come with a result. Whatever I did, was it a right thing to do, or was it something that would degrade me?
Exactly.
You know, what I'm trying to say is that when you have a cheerful face, but you are not maintaining modesty in the society. Hey, what I said before, what Lady Fatima would do, she would take care of the rights of others. When you are coming out as an immodest, in immodest clothes, you're not taking care of the rights of others.
Exactly. Maybe you're intruding there, perhaps.
Maybe there's another woman who's also working with you. She's not putting on the makeup or the clothes in a way the way another woman is putting on, okay? So say one is putting on modest clothes and a modest getup, and another one has immodest clothes and immodest getup.
So
now this immodest one is actually snatching the rights of the modest ones in the society. How? Because the husbands of those modest women or the any men in the society, even the married men, they get compelled to see towards this immodest faces or the clothes.
That's what I'm saying. I say we're all...
And now the rights, rights are broken.
Male and female are the members of the same society. So we shouldn't intrude each other's zone. That means we shouldn't do things that would bother other people. And that's a long story, of course. But right now we have to go for a short break, after which we'll continue the rest.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So, welcome back. This is Muslim Lady, and Sister Zainab is helping us with how to behave in society.
Yeah, sister. So, I have been actually giving examples of Lady Fatima Zahra's life and also the public relations, also the experiences.
The moral codes.
Different cultures. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, like, if a woman comes out in immodest dress, she has to be taking care of that. With this immodest dress, maybe I put it on to get a job, get a better salary. But at the same time, I did not, because I want to take my right. But in the same time, I did not take care about the rights of the others, because those men around the society who are looking at me, because I forced them to, I compelled them to look at me, I am breaking the rights of others, because this look that gave to me was a right of their wives.
And I am being disrespectful to other women, because the wife of that husband is actually going to go through too much of difficulties, because her husband
the
is going to make
the family strength is going to get destroyed. The family, the society is going to get disrupted.
Yeah.
So modesty is very important. You know, just one thing. Be cheerful, but at the same time, be modest. If you stop doing, if you don't go for jobs that have a criteria that you got to be like this, you got to be putting on this much of lipstick, for example,
exactly.
Or you have to put on this much of makeup on your face, and then only you can sit on my reception table, kick that job.
Exactly.
If you will kick it, another woman will also get the guts to kick it. We should kick such companies ourselves, not like, if I don't do this, this company will kick me.
Yeah.
We got to be kicking such companies.
Because your character is much more important than that job.
Your dignity is much more important.
Exactly, yeah.
You see, Islam considers a Muslim woman to be a princess. Mm-hmm. Every third person is not authorized to look at you.
Yeah.
So just kick the companies, seriously, just because these receptionists are the main targets who are being told that you got to be representing our country, so you got to be... making yourself more beautiful. So put on everything you are. Make yourself unusual. Make yourself unnormal. Look someone different. Like if any of your family members even visits here, they should not be able to recognize you. You have to put on so much makeup. Sometimes.
So now we have been through some points. The first one was that we should be convivial and so cheerful, but not in a mad way. In a way that would just pick you out of the crowd, you know? So this is the first point. The second point is that even in the way I dress up, even in the way I do my makeup, I should be doing that in a moralistic way. I mean, I should consider every single thing. This is my responsibility to be modest and to be taking care of my own dignity as a woman. As a Muslim lady, I have to be taking care of whatever I wear. So this is the second point. Are there still some other points that we have to take care of?
There are so many things we can take care of to develop healthy public relations, to behave in a society. Like, for example, be grateful. There are so many things. Be grateful. Greet others. You know, in Islam we have...
So you mean take the initiative to greet other people.
Exactly. That's Islam, what it teaches us. You also take the initiative. Now we have a confusion in the society. No woman can do that. Why can't they do that? Because it said that, for example, just to greet another person with salam means that you are earning 60... It has... The salam overall has 70... rewards.
Mm-hmm.
69 has the one who initiates it, and one has the one who actually answers it. So why can't I be intellectual? Why can't I be wise? Why can't I be getting those 69 rewards for me? I can do that. But, you know, doing that unnecessarily, I don't know, just to grab the attention of others, here's where the problem arises.
Yeah. Doing those small talks that are unnecessary
because
and very much...
Modesty, morality, this is all important that you have to be maintaining in all the aspects
exactly.
of your life, be that in your dresses, be that the way you talk to others, be that the way you greet others.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's keep it here, go for a short break, and then we'll continue. Sister, this is actually the final part of today's episode. We are talking about how to comport ourselves in this society as Muslim ladies. We actually mentioned too much of factors, like we have to take care of our dressing, we have to take care of even the way we talk to other people. Even that is very much important for us to take care of.
So once we were talking about greeting.
Mm-hmm.
We start take an initiative in greeting others. So,
which doesn't mean that you have to be saying so much of words and being so much sociable in a way that make people misunderstand you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, that if you sometimes are extremely cheerful and the way putting you out of the crowd, or you're extremely greeting others. And then some women, unfortunately, they change the tone when they are actually greeting men. This is where problem arises. Islam does not have problem with your greeting. See, it said that one of the companions of Prophet, peace be upon him, came to Lady Zahra Salam, and he came to her. And the moment he came, she was the first, she took initiative to greet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And in a modest way. And now he had come forward to ask for some blessings. Can I have more shower of blessings in my life? Is there any way? And then she replies, yes, send salutations on my father and me for 3 days. And there will be, I just guarantee you about the, blessings that are going in terms of human beings. When you greet each other, this means you don't have any threat from my end.
So as in general, there's no problem with me as a woman, as a Muslim lady, to go outside in society and to have a job, to have responsibilities, to cooperate with other people, even if they are men. But the problem starts when you don't take care of your behavior, when you don't take care
when
of the way you dress.
When you don't care of the... when you actually... don't balance the boundaries.
Exactly.
You cross the boundaries. That's when the problem arises. Otherwise, Islam does not have any issues with you being exploring yourself.
Exactly.
Or maintaining healthy public relations.
So everywhere there must be a balance. And that's all about today's episode. Thank you for being with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you with His never slipping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
Allah, Allah, Allahu Akbar.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.